Favorable crop weather will continue across a big part of the Midwest over the next week to 10 days, and we'll likely see the only exception to that being in the southwestern part of the region where net drying conditions are most likely as we move beyond the middle part of this week. Showers and thunderstorms and or a favorable subsoil moisture will likely prevail across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest to conserve subsoil moisture and to provide an opportunity for crops to continue to develop normally over this next 10 days. It will be a little bit warmer and it will be a little bit drier across much of the Midwest during this period of time after we get done with the shower and thunderstorm event that's going to be underway today and tomorrow. These next 2 days are going to be rather important for much of the Midwest since it will probably mark the last well-organized precipitation for the region for a little while. With that said, I know full well there's going to be another frontal system cutting into parts of northern sections of the Midwest as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, and yet another frontal system perhaps early next week. Each one will likely produce only a limited amount of rainfall, and certainly the moisture from each of these systems will probably not reach down into the southwestern part of the Corn Belt. And for that reason, those are the areas we're most concerned with becoming a little bit too dry in time. The showers that scatter across the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest, though, from these two frontal systems will be sufficient to slow the drying rates, but probably not great enough rain will come with these events to actually lift soil moisture in a significant manner. So the translation there is that we'll still see generally favorable conditions across the region, with subsoil moisture being conserved by the shower activity that occurs periodically. We'll still experience a net drying environment, though, for a large part of the Midwest. Temperatures are expected to be in the 80s on a frequent basis as we go forward through the next 10 days to 2 weeks. There will be 90-degree readings in the southwest. Most of those 90-degree readings, though, will be confined to the southwestern corner, including Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Missouri, southwestern Iowa. And occasionally we'll see some of those temperatures reach a little bit further to the east into parts of Illinois and the northwestern portions of the Delta. These areas will all experience some temperatures over 90 degrees, and as time moves along, the ground will firm up more and more. But remember, we have this opportunity for rain today and tomorrow across some of these areas, and that will induce a short-term lift in topsoil moisture, or at least slow the drying trend down for a brief couple of days. Once the frontal system cuts through the Midwest, we'll likely see high pressure building into the region, both at the surface and aloft. The high pressure aloft will likely be mostly in the plains and western Corn Belt, while there will be a surface high pressure system over the eastern Midwest for a while. Most of the period from Thursday through Monday or Tuesday of next week will be generally a drying biased period for much of the Midwest. That frontal system that I mentioned for the end of this week and again early next week, the two separate fronts, will not likely penetrate all the way through the Midwest, but will generate showers in the northern areas primarily, with a few showers in the easternmost parts of the region as well. Rain totals over this next full week will probably not be more than a half inch in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, and even there may be somewhat sporadic precipitation. The western Corn Belt has already seen 2 weeks worth of relatively dry conditions, and moisture deficits have already built up to more than 2 inches in some areas. So the ongoing drier bias in the southwest is going to lead us to that crop moisture stressed environment at some point a little bit later in the month. For the most part, the southeastern corner of the U.S. is in really good shape, but there is a little bit too much moisture around and some drying is needed in that part of the country. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.